Welcome back into Fox on Fox, joined again by Broncos head coach John Fox. Coach, looking ahead to Buffalo, right now, big picture-wise, you guys sit at 9-3. You're tied with the Patriots, yet they still own that tiebreaker for home field advantage. But this team really seems hungry, driven, confident right now. Do you feel your team's at the right spot at this time of year?
You know, this is a week-to-week proposition. So, I think we had a good outing last week. We've won two games in a row. It's all about how you prepare, and we've had a great week of preparation for the Bills. They're a good football team. You know, probably the most relevant game they've played, this late in the season in a decade. So they'll be fired up, and I think our guys will be too.
We always hear that term, an unfamiliar opponent. Peyton uses it a lot. The Bills are pretty much exactly that. How difficult has it been to try to get a feel for what they do on both sides of the football?
Well, they had a quarterback change early in the year. They've gone with Kyle Orton, a guy that we know pretty well, was actually our quarterback here, and they've leaned on their defense. Their defense is number two in the league in a lot of important categories, and very talented up front. As I mentioned earlier, it's the key to offensive and defensive football, and so they're a very worthy opponent coming to our place.
You mentioned Kyle Orton. That's where I was going to go next, because is that an advantage for Kyle Orton, or is that an advantage for the Denver Broncos going into this game?
It's an advantage whoever prepares the best and performs the best. So we have a lot of respect for Kyle and his abilities, and we're doing our best to make his afternoon rough.
On the offensive side of the football, for you guys, you got a tough test with that defense. Second best overall D, fifth best in yards per game, second best in takeaways. How big of a challenge is that Buffalo defense? Where is the weakness in that defense, if any, right now?
Well, I think, ball security is going to be huge. And, the turnover margin in this league is, really relates heavily to whether you win or lose. And so, we've got to try to take it away on defense and, not lay it on the ground or throw it to somebody on offense. And, it's key every week. It'll be no different this week.
Still ahead, Coach Fox will be back to answer questions submitted by you, the fans. But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Pacific Auction Injury Report.
That's right, Nick. The Week 14 Injury Report is out, and there's no getting around it. This Broncos team is just flat out banged up. And it starts with defensive captain Terrence Knighton. Pa Roast has been limited all week with an elbow injury. He's listed as questionable. So is Julius Thomas, in danger of missing his third straight game. Leading receiver Demaryius Thomas is listed as probable. He's nursing an ankle injury after getting stepped on by a teammate in practice. And the hamstring that kept Aqib Talib out last week seems to be healing. He's listed as probable for Sunday. When you think about Von Miller, those signature specs are the first that come to mind. For Terrence Knighton, it's his well-known nickname, Pot Roast. But special teams star Omar Bolden wants his calling card to be positive living. He's the subject of this week's Know Your Broncos, sponsored by Arby's. The third-year player started using the phrase during the challenging season back in college. But thanks to social media, it quickly became a mantra and now a movement.
That was something I started in college when I tore my ACL, and I was just really going through a hard time mentally. It was my senior year, and I was really concerned about the next level. And I just had to find a way to be positive, and that's right when Twitter was blowing up, and I just started hashtagging positive living. And it went from one tweet to a retweet to a retweet. I mean, that's what people know me for. Even like when I'm in the streets, people just scream out positive living.
I love it. To make sure he never forgets to live up to the movement, Bolden has the positive living mantra tattooed on his wrist. Up next, we're putting John Fox on the spot to face our rapid-fire fan questions. Why he says a coach's offseason schedule probably isn't what you'd expect, and what he says is his favorite way to spend free time away from the field.